Alleluia, Christ is risen. Y'all are quick. I saw a cartoon yesterday. It pictured the Easter Bunny having coffee with Jesus. The Easter Bunny says, "Well, Jesus, you ready for the big day tomorrow?" Jesus says, "Yes, I am. And you're clear on your role, right?" The Easter Bunny says, "Yep, I bring the basket and you jump out of the casket." Jesus shakes his head, says, "Tomb, bunny, it's a tomb." There's a tradition among some of our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters to begin each sermon during the Easter season with a joke, because God has had the last laugh with the resurrection. So, after the solemnity of Lent and the deep emotion of Holy Week, it's a relief to laugh and be joyful. So y'all just get ready right now. For the next several weeks, I will attempt to tell a joke at the beginning of each sermon. I might not always succeed at being funny, but I'll keep it clean. I'll promise you that. My favorite Easter hymn is one that we almost never sing. The text of the hymn is ancient, written perhaps 1,000 years ago. In our hymnal, it's set to a tune that is almost plaintive. It's certainly more subdued and haunting than the usual triumphant fanfare. I suppose that's why it doesn't get sung much. The text is addressed to Mary Magdalene. It begins with, "Lift your voice, rejoicing, Mary. Christ has risen from the tomb." Mary Magdalene and the other Mary come creeping and fumbling through darkness to take care of the dead body of Jesus, their dear friend and teacher, who had been stuck hurriedly in the tomb 2 days before. Imagine their feelings. The grief is raw. The complete disorientation of their lives, despair for the future of the promised heavenly kingdom that had seemed ready to make all things new. Mary stands, stunned, in front of the empty tomb. She doesn't yet understand what has happened, but the hymn, my favorite hymn, anticipates the joy to come as each of the three stanzas concludes with the exhortation, "Let your alleluias rise." All Mary knows is that her dear friend and teacher, the one she knows is special, holy somehow, has been killed, executed in a horrible fashion, and she has come to offer her final loving service of preparing his body. Imagine what this meant. Coming to clean and wrap a body 2 days dead. Mary comes expecting to find the mutilated, decaying body of Jesus. She must have been steeling her nerves for the sight and the smell of that horror, but the scene was something very different. In the middle of the gray, tear-blurred moments of grief, suddenly there's an earthquake. The stone rolls away from the entrance of the tomb, and there's an angel, bright as lightning. Imagine these startling events coming out of nowhere. Imagine the shock with which the women hear, "I know that you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. He has been raised." What does that mean? He's been raised. There's no context for this. So this hymn that I love continues. "Raise your weary eyelids, Mary. See him living evermore. See his countenance, how gracious. See the wounds for you he bore. Let let your alleluias rise. And Mary raises her weary eyelids, weary from watching Jesus die, weary from the hours of weeping. And suddenly she sees Jesus standing there. And she can't even begin to comprehend what it is she's seeing. Life is yours forever, Mary. For light has come once more, and the strength of death is broken. Now your songs of joy outpour. Ended now the night of sorrow. Love. Love has brought the blessed morrow. Let your alleluias rise. What I love about this hymn and about this telling of the Easter story is that we get a very clear message that Easter is just the beginning. Jesus goes on ahead of us to meet us in Galilee. Our songs of joy continue to pour out centuries later. The Easter story continues on in us, for us. The women leave the tomb quickly with fear and great joy. The fear and the joy don't cancel each other out. You know, when it comes to meeting Jesus, fear and joy are often experienced at the same time, and maybe if it's a true encounter with Jesus, you can't separate them out. Fear seems to be very much in the air these days, and for all kinds of reasons. Jesus' resurrection does not spell an end to fear for those who follow him. But resurrection makes it possible to experience joy amid what might otherwise be crippling fear. Resurrection doesn't magically fix the problems in our lives. But when we grab hold of the risen Lord like the Marys did, we can see new possibilities. New possibilities in the hardships and limitations that shape our realities. Easter resurrection is God's intervention in our human lives that creates new possibilities for us. We have the chance to go home to the same hardships and limitations, but now, with the comforting assurance that God's love will meet us there and help us through. Resurrection doesn't erase illness or the creeping debility of age. It doesn't wipe away the troubled relationships or injustices that we inflict on each other. But Easter resurrection does hold out the hope of healing and of joy in the midst of our troubles, as God's love continues to make a new creation in us. Resurrection doesn't mean that our mortal bodies will live forever and that we'll never say goodbye to our loved ones. But Easter resurrection means that death doesn't have the last word. Easter resurrection means that in death, life is not ended, but changed. Whatever weighs your eyelids down in the cold dark before the dawn, the risen Lord bids you, let your alleluias rise. Whatever wakes you up in the middle of the night, fearful and worried, the risen Lord bids you, let your alleluias rise. Love has brought the blessed morning. Lift your voices rejoicing, my beloved friends. Let your alleluias rise and say them with a full and joyful voice every time. For the next few weeks, we will say it again and again. Alleluia! Let it be the voice that you use when you see that loved one you haven't seen for a long time. Alleluia! Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Well done.